This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay. I'm Ajay Sani and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activity from the business owners. You may call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. 925-273-7020. So with us today is CPA Steve Cow. His firm, located in East Bay, has served for over 30 years in bookkeeping, accounting, and income taxes with respect to planning, preparation, and problem resolution. Steve received his BBA in accounting from the University of Hawaii and an MBA from Chaminade University of Hawaii in Honolulu. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good, Ajay.
So Steve, a business without proper accounting and finance is a gamble that will bite the management sooner than later. So a small business owner may not have the knowledge or budget to have an in-house finance department. So how shall small business owners decide what kind of business services they should hire and when?
So I think the first thing is, you know, like you say, budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to start with that.
Uh-huh.
And especially at the beginning, it's going to be really, really hard.
Right.
So I think that's obviously number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you know, knowledge in the business world. So, you know, like I have a client, for example, that has a franchise, but he's a former accountant. So obviously, he doesn't need the accounting support
right.
that others would need.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, he can allocate his budget to something else.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he still needs an accountant.
Because
in his case, he was doing everything himself, including the taxes.
Right.
When he brought us on board maybe 5 years later, we actually saved him some taxes.
Uh-huh.
It more than paid for our services.
Yeah.
And he still had a couple of dollars, you know, left over, you know, after that. And then
Sweet.
We were able to for him to be proactive in planning.
Uh-huh.
So I think that probably helped him a little bit more. And then basically, you know, taking all that into consideration, you prioritize, you know, basically your needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of professionals that you need to have involved with a business.
Mm-hmm.
So like attorneys, you know, financial planners, insurance people, maybe business coach, human resources, you know,
right.
for example.
Yeah.
So essentially you need to prioritize, you know, based on budget and need, you know, do the best you can. And as you expand your business, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
You can maybe add members to your team,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, no, for sure. So what I heard from you is like, it's a case of identifying the need and then based on the budget, try to prioritize and the skills come into play. If you know certain things, then you can do it in the beginning.
Yeah,
but
right.
then also you need to sort of weigh in, like if you do yourself, how much time you're spending and
right.
what's the exactly. value of your time.
Exactly. Because we have people that want to do their own bookkeeping and accounting,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're probably better off, you know, doing what they do best.
Right.
You know, and pay for the services.
Exactly. Exactly. So once you decide to hire a CPA firm, how to pick one? Because there are so many options available.
Sure. So essentially, you know, maybe to kind of backstep your question
mm-hmm.
or your comment, from my standpoint, you know, you should maybe look for a CPA through referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but the thing is, you know, don't stop there. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't hire a CPA because Ajay said, oh, this is a really good CPA.
Right.
You should ask Ajay, uh-huh. Whoever is referring, what do you like about the CPA? What you don't like about the CPA? What the CPA does for you?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you know up front what they can and cannot do. And if you're looking for someone in specific,
mm-hmm.
maybe look to somebody else to give you a referral, so on and so forth. And the same thing, when you actually talk to the CPA,
know,
go through the interview process, ask them, you know, what, you know, they can do for you,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of thing. And then obviously make your decision.
Right, right. And also on that note, don't pick the very first one.
Yeah.
right? Because well, and the very first one may be the best one, but at least if you are a little bit unsure, also talk to another one just to find out.
Sure.
That, like, you know, what are the differences? And
right.
then based on what kind of recommendation and reviews and everything that
as we tell our clients, you know, even when we give advice, basically, whatever you decide, you're basing it on an informed decision.
Yeah, yeah, very true. So, Steve, cash and cash flow, you know, is like oxygen for a business. Otherwise, survival is almost impossible, right? So when businesses struggle, Is it because they are not able to identify the problems early enough? Or is it because they don't plan? Or is it because they don't execute well? Or combination of these things? What do you see when businesses struggle?
Yeah, that one is tough to answer because I don't necessarily work with our businesses because our businesses are really small. So I don't work that closely. So I can, so I know specifically what went wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing is, you know, you have to understand your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have a service business, it operates a certain way. If you have a business that maintains inventory, it operates a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand the dynamics. And then basically part of it is also planning. And then doing, you know, maintaining, I guess, the performance or,
mm-hmm.
or looking, reviewing the performance, I should say. So essentially looking at your actual versus your budgeted. A lot of people don't do that. And I think that probably has some bearing as far as your performance and how you do. And then when things go bad, so the thing is people don't anticipate, you know, maybe any shortcomings or understand why they're not doing, you know, very well. You know, you have to understand the relationship between revenue and some of the expenses.
Uh-huh.
So if you're spending like 70% of marketing, I mean, something's wrong.
Right.
You know, it should be, you know, maybe like 30%, you know, depending on the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have something, you know, that knowledge.
Right.
So, but I can't really tell you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our businesses have been doing okay. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a few that went out of business or, but, you know, luckily, even with the financial struggles, the economy, you know, most of our clients are doing well. So obviously they're doing, you know, for whatever reason, you know, mm-hmm. they're maintaining, you know, their business.
That's a good point that you made, that it's like, what's the reality? Look at the actual numbers and see how the expenses in relation to revenue taking place. And in some cases, you may have a budget to spend more if you're trying to spread the word or doing some aggressive, running some aggressive campaigns,
sure.
but there has to be a limit to it and also
right.
The benchmark to measure.
And I think also too, like, you know, depending on where you are in the business, so if you're starting out, maybe your marketing budget would be a little bit higher to
uh-huh.
get, you know, things going. But at some point, it needs to stabilize.
Right.
You know, obviously, because you can't be spending a lot of money to bring in business.
Right, right.
You know, so you need to understand, you know, again, the relationships. You also need to execute,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever plan that you have.
Uh-huh.
We find a lot of people don't necessarily have a business plan.
Because uh-huh.
I know I've been referred a couple people, and, you know, we have the preliminary discussions, and I say, well, you know, you need to look at your business plan, and they don't have one. So it's like, well, you need to go back and, you know, look at that, and I've never heard back from them. So I don't know, so I don't necessarily know, you know, what happened with that.
Right.
If they decided or they just thought it was crazy that, hey, they need to have a business plan. you know, kind of thing. But the thing is, it doesn't make sense. You know, you're asking me these questions,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it comes from you.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, you need to have this mapped out. And it seemed like, you know, the couple of people that I talked to, you know, they didn't have that.
Right, right. Every individual is different. But in order to minimize the risks, like, so business plan is one aspect. Is there anything else that you want to add? Like, one should look at to sort of minimize the risks that may sort of create problems down the line.
Well, they always say being proactive as opposed to reactive. So
mm-hmm.
what does proactive mean? So part of it is, like, you have to understand the economy, what's going on. You know, identify, I guess, what affects, you know, your particular, you know, industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you know, you see a storm coming, how do you prepare for it? That's probably, like, the hardest thing. Because the thing is, you know, people always blame the economy and blame something. But the thing is, you have to understand business. You know, there's cycles of business. There's many components to it. So you cannot say business because it's a dynamic thing. It's not a static thing. So you have to, if you're not doing well, then you need to figure out, hey, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is where you compare the actual
mm-hmm.
With, you know, the forecasted or your budget
mm-hmm.
essentially and see, you know, what's wrong. So the numbers are not just numbers. It's telling you a story that you have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically take that as feedback and adjust, you know, your performance or, you know, maybe beef up your marketing or cut down your marketing or change your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's telling you something. You just have to figure out what it is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also the point that you were making in terms of whatever is going on, if we don't look into it and don't, or we are just reacting it and saying, okay, the environment is such, or the economy is going down, or there is a pandemic, or there is mm-hmm. this. There are always businesses that are thriving when there are challenging situations because it's a essentially, from a business owner point of view, there is a problem, and how well the business owner solves the problem and the problems of the clients. Clients, when it's challenging times, actually, the clients are also facing
yes.
quite a few problems.
Right.
And if a business owner can solve those problems,
right. Right.
that makes a huge difference. And then
right.
it puts on a path of really accelerated growth.
Yes. You also have to understand your business, the type mm-hmm. of business. So like mm-hmm. a service business would be treated differently from like if you maintain inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you talked about cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, you know, I've had experience like when I was a staff accountant a long time ago
uh-huh.
where we had a couple of clients where they're saying, if I'm making all this money,
mm-hmm.
I don't see it. You know, I don't have any money. It's like, okay, well, look at the type of business. So one of them was like a gas station. And then, you know, think back, it's not like the gas stations of now.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually not only pump gas, but they also service your car.
Uh-huh.
So number one, you maintain inventory of gas, which turns over pretty fast. But
mm-hmm.
number two, you maintain, you know, inventory for the repairs.
Right.
So a lot of times, you know, your cash is tied up in the inventory.
Yep.
So you're not necessarily going to see the money, even though technically you are making money because it's tied up in the inventory. So you have to understand the dynamics of, you know, your own business, you know, as well. And then, you know, the shortcomings, you know, so, you know, again, planning, you know, helps.
Right. So talking about planning, there are various kind of like, you know, you're planning for, you know, business forecast and all that. And there is also tax planning.
Yes.
And when it comes to tax planning for businesses, is it like the ones that are in the red, they can also benefit from tax planning, or it's like tax planning is more sort of a tool that people use when they're making a lot of money in order to how to be more efficient? So is it like dependent on that, or even people who are sort of say in the initial phase when they are in red
mm-hmm.
at that point of time also they can benefit by just doing tax planning?
Yeah. So maybe we should take a step back, because I tell my client, you know, the number one thing you should be looking at is what's going to put the most money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So tax planning is part of that.
Okay.
So to kind of put things in perspective, maybe I'll give you a couple examples.
Sure.
So, you know, we had a couple of businesses, for example. So one, we get to end of the year.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, you go to like a car dealership and like, hey, you should buy a new truck because, you know, you can write it off, you know, right away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is a good tax thing. So sometimes I'll get calls on December 31st.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was told I can buy this truck. I can write it off right away. I think it's a good thing. Should I do it? So number one question for me, tax-wise, that helps you. But number
uh-huh.
one, do you need to buy the truck?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you get by with the old truck? Because the thing is, now you either financing the truck, so you have money coming out of your pocket,
mm-hmm.
okay? Or you put the money down for $50,000, whatever the truck costs,
mm-hmm.
you're out of $50,000.
Right.
Are you going to get something back for that $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes, you're getting a tax advantage. And maybe if you're in a, say, 20% tax bracket, you're saving $20,000 of $50,000. But again, are you going to make money off of that $50,000 minus the tax savings? If the answer is no, then you don't want to buy it. If you can buy with the van that you're using, you know, why buy another van? The other thing that comes to mind, I inherited a business where they had put some money into some kind of equipment that
okay.
they couldn't use. The economy went bad. So a previous accountant did what they were supposed to do. They wrote it off right away, but they financed it. And of course, the economy went bad. They couldn't pay. They couldn't make the payments. So eventually they got out from under it, but then they suffered tax consequences in addition to the effects of the economy. So number one, when they got rid of the equipment, because they took everything up front, they had to what they call recapture. So they had to recognize that portion of income.
Right.
And there's no money coming in, but you're recognizing income
uh-huh.
and you're paying taxes on that.
Right.
Number two, they couldn't make the payments on the loan.
Yeah.
So now they have something called cancellation of debt,
uh-huh.
which is recognized as income. But again, there's no money coming in. So you're paying taxes on something that you're not really receiving money for.
Right.
Because they got the benefit ahead of time. So it took a while, but, you know, we got that resolved. But then, you know, they had to suffer, you know, by paying back the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that was something, I guess, with hindsight. But, you know, you have to look at, are you going to make money off of that equipment purchase?
Yeah.
And with hindsight, they didn't. I don't know the circumstances, but, you know, those are a couple examples that, come to mind. So, but to answer, like, you know, in the red, you know,
uh-huh.
there's tax planning. There is some tax planning because, again, you shouldn't be looking just at the current year. You should be forecasting ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is, if the economy is bad and you're going to ride out the storm,
okay, uh-huh.
you may create something called a net operating.
Okay.
So what that means is that the losses that you incur during the year can be carried over to offset profit in the future.
Okay.
Okay. So that's in a form of maybe tax planning. You don't have to pay any taxes maybe 3 or 4 years down the line. Perfect example, not to get politics involved, our former president, that was made to light that he had some net operating losses. And I actually even had a client that asked about that, and he seemed kind of embarrassed. But, you know, it's a legitimate tax, you know, strategy, legitimate tax move where you have net operating losses, and he was able to carry that back to offset future income and shelter some of the taxes. So the answer to answer your question, yes, there is some tax planning that's involved. In prior years, you could carry back the net operating loss to offset income. That was taken away a while back, but with the pandemic, they brought that back temporarily.
Okay.
I think for 2021, that no longer, you know, is the case.
Okay.
But, you know, there is some tax planning, to answer your question. And obviously, when you're making good money, there's lots of tax planning that you can do. So it just depends, you know, on the situation. So again, going back to like buying a van or the equipment, piece of equipment on December 31st, if it's something that will help your business and you're going to make money off of it, again, looking at it from an investment standpoint, you want to do it. So little things like that. And that's where you work with your tax professional to see if it makes sense. And then there's other things where you can defer income and so on and so forth. So these are the things that you should be working with your tax professional.
It's based on the individual scenario of the business, where in the business cycle the business is.
Yeah, part of it, the forecasting, you know, how far. Because if you have a downside of the economy coming, you don't want to maybe commit too much funds in deferring you know, taxes or adopting something that you're going to have to be committed to in the future, because this is, what gets people in trouble, where you have a commitment that you cannot keep.
Exactly. And also, just don't do, another thing you mentioned in the beginning was, don't do it for the sake of tax savings.
Tax savings, correct.
That, if it's not making any sense, don't buy an elephant.
Right. Because again, that's only part of the equation. It's good to save taxes, but again, you want to put the most money in your pocket at the end of the day.
So Steve, how do you help your clients? So what are some of the important benefits businesses get after hiring your services?
So obviously we have the you know, the preparation side. So basically your obligations. But the biggest thing I think is the planning.
Okay.
So the thing is, if you have all this boatload of cash, what do I do with it? Okay. Do I just, you know, pay, you know, a lot of taxes? Essentially you will. But the thing is, you know, you can maybe spread that out a little bit. So again, we can maybe defer some income.
Okay.
Or like I said, maybe this is a good time, you know, you're doing well, you want to do expansion, maybe looking at purchasing additional equipment, and then, you know, maybe we can expense it. Or maybe if you know, business is not going to be as good the next couple of years, maybe we don't expense the equipment.
Okay.
Because you might be in a lower tax or higher tax bracket, So again, you want to adjust it. So, you know, you'll have salespeople, for example, again, going back to like the car lot dealer, telling you all these, you know, little things. And I was kind of laughing at one year where somebody came back to me and they were actually citing the technical aspects of it. Like, I didn't know anything about it. But I think that's from the sales point, they're trying to, you know, make the sale, right?
Hey,
but again, not knowing the person's situation, that may not be a good thing. And I do have a couple of examples.
Okay.
And this is not so much business, but solar.
Okay.
So I had a couple where they, you know, they said, hey, you get the solar, which they did. But the thing is that it's also limited to how much taxes you pay.
Right.
So instead of getting, you know, whatever it was supposed to be, let's just say $5,000.
Okay.
They didn't get the $5,000 in the first year because they didn't even pay that much in taxes. You will eventually get it. So in both cases, they were really surprised. And in one case, I guess they were expecting to pay down the loan, which, you know, obviously they didn't get that tax benefit because, again, they weren't paying down. So that was a big surprise. So, again, tax planning.
Okay.
They didn't know, and they listened to the salesperson. So I don't know what happened after that. I know they still are getting the credits going forward, but they couldn't get the, you know, they were planning on that $5,000, whatever it was for that particular year.
Yeah. Tax planning?
Yes.
Is one of the services that
Tax planning. That's probably like the biggest thing. And then also if the client wants, because we do as little or as much as, you know, they want. You know, we can get more into the operations.
Okay.
Because, again, understanding the relationships, you know, as far as, like, cash flow. Because, as you say, the important thing is cash flow in most small businesses.
Right.
Actually, in any business, but to a certain degree, more or less, you know, again, depending on the industry. So, you know, we can get a little into the deep dive. If they want to understand the P&L, we can help them with trends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily understand all the industry, so I can't really help them with that.
Uh-huh.
But if they're looking at trends, we can certainly print out and then, you know, point out some of the trends. And then they can, depending on the industry, they can go back to the industry standards
uh-huh.
and maybe compare to see where they were. So we can educate them on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but some of the things are probably better addressed with a business coach. You know, we can do certainly some of the things, but, you know, generally people don't come to us for that. So we might be able to refer them to like a business coach at certain points, or maybe looking at different entities,
uh-huh.
putting different parts, aspects of the business. So maybe referring them to an attorney, for example.
Okay.
And then also, you know, things like estate planning, you mm-hmm. know, comes into play. So, you know, obviously we don't do the estate setup, but
uh-huh.
again, referring to estate financial planning, you know, we have young people that come in
uh-huh.
That, hey, making all this good money, but you know, what if something happens? If
right.
you get involved in an accident.
Right.
I did have someone that broke his spine
mm.
and is confined to a wheelchair. So he
yeah.
was lucky that he won his lawsuit, but, you know, he's going to be in a wheelchair for the, you know, the rest of his life. So, you know, looking at disability insurance, for example, working uh-huh. with a financial planner,
right.
you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, we want to point these things out and maybe point them to the proper professional, because
mm-hmm.
we obviously we don't do, you know, all these things. So we will actually work in conjunction with the professionals. So like estate planners, you know, business attorneys, and, you know, what have you. So, you know, part of it is, you know, doing the actual work.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is doing the planning. And then part of it is like, hey, you know, you might want to consider talking to an estate attorney. You might want to consider talking to a financial planner. Insurance, maybe you don't want to set up the entity. Maybe all you have to do is increase your insurance, okay? Because setting up an entity, you know, costs money. If you have to file another tax return, costs you money, which...
Yeah.
If that's your benefit, that's fine. But,
right.
you know, I have, there may be other ways that are cheaper.
Yeah.
I did have someone that, you know, he had like 4 rental properties.
Uh-huh.
He had read a book and, you know, wanted to set up 4 LLCs.
Uh-huh.
But I also pointed out, do you know the state of California, for example, there's a minimum of $800 tax,
right.
you know, when you set up, and he didn't know that.
Yeah.
So then he came to the conclusion, maybe I should talk to my insurance person and maybe increase my insurance or make sure I'm adequate,
yeah.
which is what he did. And he did not set up the, you know, the LLC. So those are the kind of things that, you know, we try to help our clients with.
All right. And also, do you help businesses? Like, for example, if a business is trying to expand or trying to acquire another business,
yes.
then looking at the sort of the balance sheet and trying to understand the health of the business in terms of from the numbers point of view?
Sure. I mean, so essentially, we'll tell them the pros and cons, you know, how it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, we've actually gone in and actually done some of the reviewing of some of the transactions to, you know, make sure there's some validities, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the financials.
Uh-huh.
And then also, you know, suggesting maybe requesting, you know, the tax returns coming from directly from the IRS. To
mm-hmm.
make sure those are valid,
okay,
you know, kind of thing. So, you know, we'll help to a certain extent. And then, you know, if you really need a deep dive, you know, again, we'll refer to maybe like a forensic accountant,
mm-hmm.
You know, to do certain things, you know, as well.
So, Steve, as we are coming towards the end of the show, if you want to give, you know, one or two suggestions to our listeners, especially to small business owners, what would you like to say?
Well, that's kind of a general.
Mm-hmm.
Broad question, but you know, for small businesses, you know, we had a discussion. I was in a Zoom meeting a couple of days ago. So,
uh-huh.
you know, we had talked about, I guess, different roles in, you know, like acquiring, selling businesses,
uh-huh.
and what have you. You know, ideally, you want to have, you know, an attorney, business coach, you know, all these things. And most small businesses don't have that. And
mm-hmm.
most of my, you know, clients are really, really small businesses, so
mm-hmm.
they don't have business coaches. The attorneys, they may have one to set up the entity, but a lot of them will try to set it up themselves. They're trying to save money.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, the only person is me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's at some point, you know, when they want to do something like sell a business,
mm-hmm.
They need to raise their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then basically say, hey, you know, hey, Steve, I'm going to sell my business in 2 years. Anything I should do?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll suggest maybe you want to talk to a business coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you want to talk to a business coach? Because I'm selling my business.
Right.
But they may help you, because the idea is you want to sell as high as you can. So a business coach would probably help you, for example, to get up to the point where you sell it, you get the maximum value. It's no different from us, you know, trying to like minimize your taxes, for, you know, for example.
Right.
So, you know, we're kind of like the traffic cop, because we understand, like mm-hmm. you point out at the very beginning of the show, that, you know, you only have a limited budget. So you yep. can't, ideally, you cannot work with all these people.
Right.
But at the same time, too, we might be able to, hey, now is a good time to hire a business coach. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're going to sell in 2 years, he can help you maybe raise it up so you get the maximum value when you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're relying it to be, you know, for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's part of your retirement plan. So, you know, we try to help them because, you know, we understand some of the business concepts. You know, we can't execute everything,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I guess our networking, you know, we're able to, you know, hand off things, you know, when the client needs them.
So what I'm hearing is it's very important to go with a professional for certain tasks rather than relying everything, trying to do it yourself. It's the key is whatever is in your team, utilize those resources, but at times it makes sense to go to a pro who can actually give you the best sort of advice and make things happen in the right way.
Yes, yes. So a lot of times I feel like, you know, you need to spend the money. You know, there used to be a commercial on TV, you know, that used to say, you can pay me now, you can pay me later, you know, essentially. So there are times, like, for example, I had an attorney a while back,
mm-hmm.
you know, call me up and he's like, hey, Steve, you know, there's nothing I can do. They already sold the business. I don't know, they didn't do the due diligence. It may come back to bite them. It may not come back to bite them. But there's nothing at this point, you know, I can do. Luckily for the business, you know, nothing really happened.
Right.
But the due diligence, you know, that they wanted the attorney to do was already past, you know, past time.
Right.
So that one could have been a disaster. They just kind of, you know, I always tell the client, spend the money. You know, certain things have its place.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, if you go to, for example, to a someone, economy, setting up your incorporation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you advice, but it's general advice, which yep. really doesn't pertain to you. They're not familiar with your situation.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one person that had already seen a CPA before me, so mm-hmm. she had made her mind wanted to set up something called an S corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went to get that incorporated, you know, I told them, go see an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whoever they went to see is like, oh, you know, you might be a professional corporation, so you might pay more in taxes, which was not relevant
right.
to the situation. So she calls me in a panic, and she goes, I think I'm in a professional corporation. I said, no, you're not, at least from the tax standpoint. And then, of course, she pointed out that the state of California said she was. But again, it was only relevant to the tax situation, and she was not. But again, because she was trying to be an S corporation, it didn't matter because I pointed out, you know, I'm a corporation. Our business is a corporation. We're professional,
mm-hmm.
and we're an S corporation. So
yeah.
So anyway, you know, the thing is, she got into a panic when she didn't have to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like I said, she's getting, I want to say amateur advice because they were not familiar. They were familiar with the law, but not familiar with their situation.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, again, it wasn't a disaster thing, but then, you know, again, you're putting yourself in that position where, you know, you're not being advised correctly.
Right.
You know, it could have been something else.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Very good. So, Steve, if someone wants to reach you, what is the best way to contact you?
Okay. So, basically, we have a website. So, if you just Google us, you know, Steve Kau, K-A-U, CPA PC,
mm-hmm.
or our, you know, website is www.e, as in electronic dash, skcpa.com. Our telephone number is there. Or if not, you can go to the website and contact us. And
okay.
That's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Excellent, Steve. Thank you for the discussion today.
I appreciate the opportunity, Ajay.
So listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. The show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. We hope that you enjoyed the show, and you can find the recording of this show on our website, businessbythebay.live. Please feel free to contact us in case you have any questions or you want to be a featured guest. You may send us an email at info@businessbythebay.live. info@businessbythebay.live. Take care and have a great weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.